Narayana Namaskritya Narayachava Narottamam Devam Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nasapaye Sabhadresu Nitya Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavatu Tamas Loka Bhakti Bhavati Nastiki Vede Ramani Chaiva Purame Bharati Tata Hadancha Mahadecha Harisa Bhakta Kriyate Mukam Krati Vaishalam Pangu Langate Griya Kipata Ham Vande Sri Guru Nidinatarini Paramananda Madhava Om Agyana Trivandasya Gananganan Salakaya Chakrasmita Yena Tasma Sri Gurave Namo Sijitamano Vishtam Stapitayena Bhutale Sayarupa Kadama Yandadati Swampadantikam Vandehan Sri Guru Svitam Padakamalan Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sirupan Sagratan Saganatan Sajivan Sadhutan Savadutan Parijanan Saitan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devan Sri Radha Krishna Parasahakana Lalita Sri Vishakavitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisaya Gopika Kantarada Kanta Namastute Tata Kanchana Gorangi Radha Bindu Nisvari Vishabana Sute Devi Panamami Haripriya Vanchaka Patrivicha Kripa Sinibivacha Patita Anam Pavana Vibhyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavidanyaya Krishna Primapadaya Te Krishna Krishna Namani Gurata Sri Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Aveta Gadara Siva Shri Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ananadila Maya Vigraya Imabadiva Chavisundaraya Tasma Maha Premarsa Pradayo Chitana Chandraya Namanam Suti Chitana Chandraya Namanam Suti. So, I guess this morning instead of Srimad Bhagavatam class, say something about the Hera Panchami. Hera Panchami. Yeah. So Hera Panchami is an event which takes place 5 days after the Rathiyatra. Actually, 5 days from the day of the Rathiyatra. So normally, I think the day sometimes, of course, this is Rathiyatra was on Wednesday. Today is Saturday, which makes it 4 days. But sometimes according to the Tithi. So according to the Tithi, Hera Panchami is today. You can do it today. You're familiar with Hera Panchami? Huh? Not familiar with Hera Panchami. So, and of course, the subject matter of Hera Panchami was discussed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Madhya Lila, chapter 13. Especially, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to hear about the super excellent qualities or the Bijabasi, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, what makes the devotional service of the Bijabasi to be the most excellent. So there was a very interesting conversation between Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodara. So, previous to that, after the Rathiyatra, and that time, the Lord had Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, they are now in the Gundicha Temple. Now they are in Gundicha Temple now, and they'll be there for the next 7 days in the Gundicha Mandi before they return wrath. So that time when the Hera Panchami was coming, so Maharaj Prataparudra, he had given the instructions to Kasi, to Kasi Mishra, that yes, Hera Panchami is coming, so you should please make all the necessary arrangements so that Mahaprabhu can can have a very great festival. Because Erapanchami is also known as Lakshmi Vijay. So what is Lakshmi Vijay? Because Jagannath had been taken out of Nilachala, which means Jagannath Temple. So he had been taken out of Nilachala, and basically he had given he had told Lakshmi that I'm just going for a rest. I'm going out to Sundarachala. Sundarachala is represented by Gundicha Mandi. He said, I am going to Sundarachala for one day to rest, and the next day I'm coming back the next day. But in this case, but Jagannath he had not returned for the past 5 days. He had not returned. So because Jagannath had not returned, so Lakshmi became very angry. So she became very, very angry, and then all her maidservants, they decided to arrest all the servants of Jagannath, and they wanted to go and attack Jagannath. How come he had behaved this way? So Lakshmi Devi was very, very angry. So this was the point of discussion about the Erapanchami. So this discussion, this event was going on as with this procession of Lakshmi Devi and associate, it was going on as they were marching towards Sundarachala to go and arrest the servants of Jagannath. So when this was going on, so Chaitanya Prabhu was having a discussion with Swarup Damodara. So first of all, we have to know what is Rath Yatra. So Rath Yatra is not just an event whereby the Lord is pulled from one place to another place. There is a lot of significance to Rath Yatra. A lot of significance was there. We know when you read Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Lord Krishna, he was the king of Dwarka. He was the king. And all the Lord Krishna and all the Dwarka bases, everyone, they are gone to Kurukshetra for a pilgrimage. So they went to Kurukshetra, and that time, everyone has gone, also all the gopis, all the brijabasis, they also went to Kurukshetra to also perform pilgrimage. So there was a meeting between Krishna and the brijabasi. There was a meeting. But in this case, Krishna was a king. Normally, when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he was a cowherd boy. You know, cowherd boy means no royal crowns. He was simply dressed in a simple cowherd dress. With his turban is made of flowers along his peak of feather. That's all. So Krishna actually dressed very simply in Vrindavan. Just peak of feather with a turban. It's all made of flowers. Krishna does not wear crown in Vrindavan. And also you have to see, also in Vrindavan, Krishna does not wear shoe in Vrindavan. He doesn't wear shoe. You know, anybody know why Krishna does not wear shoe in Vrindavan? Why? Yeah, because the cows don't wear shoe. So Krishna said that, why should I wear shoe? Even though he's the son of the king, but he doesn't wear shoe in Vrindavan. So Krishna, because Vrindavan is a very natural atmosphere. No opulence, no nothing. Only sweet dealings between Krishna and his devotee. That's all. Ceremonial at all in Vrindavan. But this mood, so when the gopis, when they saw Krishna in Kudu, because Krishna left Vrindavan, he had told him that, he said, okay, I am going to Mathura because I have some business to do. Because in Mathura, the cancer was there. He was causing so much harassment to the Brijabasi. Actually, he was causing so much harassment to Krishna's mother and father, Vasudeva and Devaki. So Krishna said, okay, I'm going to Mathura and I have some business to take care of because I want to kill many demons. And as soon as I finish, I'm coming back to Vrindavan. So that time Krishna was like 12 years old, you know. So he left. Then he went to Mathura. He killed Kansa and all his demoniac friends. And then after that, then there was a reunion between Vasudev, Devaki, and Krishna. So in this case, Krishna was sent to Gurukul. He went to Gurukul for 2 months. And then after that, then after the Gurukul, he came back. And then there was attacked by Jarasandha. Jarasandha was attacking Mathura because he wanted to avenge for the killing of Kamsa. Because Kamsa was an in-law of Jarasandha. They are brothers-in-law. I think Kansa had married one of the daughters of Jarasandha. So Jarasandha was attacking Mathura. Of course, each time he attacked Mathura, he was always getting defeated by Krishna. But Krishna would not kill him. Krishna would not kill Jarasandha. Not Jarasandha. Yeah, it was Jarasandha. So Krishna would always Krishna would not kill him, but he was always defeated. And this went on for about 17 different times. And then at 17th time, then Krishna decided, okay, this time, he doesn't want to fight with Jarasandha this time. So what he did was that he simply took all the Mathura bases. He took them and then he made a city in Dwarka. So he made a city within the ocean. So he took everyone to Mathura and then he constructed a very big city in the middle of the ocean. That was Dwarka. So, and then so many pastimes. Then Krishna married so many queens. And then he was also a diplomat. He had to, diplomat dealing with the Pandavas and all that. So, a long period of time he had passed. And so one time, so Krishna and all the Dwarka bases, they all decided to go to Kurukshetra. So it was after a period of long time, so Krishna finally met the gopis. They finally met. But in this case, when there's Srimati Radharani, she actually, there's a particular verse which was recited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this verse was recited and then the explanation was given by Chaitanya Prabhu. Yako marasa saiva vasa taiva chatakapas te komilita malati surabaya proda kadambala sai chai vasmita tapita surata paralila vedo reva rudasi vitasi tarutali chita samut kantate. So this is a verse which was quoted by Chaitanya Prabhu. And this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani when she met Krishna at Kurukshetra. She said, "That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlight night of the month of Chaitra, the same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the river, under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire." So, because when Srimati Radharani, when she saw Krishna as a king, dressing up king, so many elephants, so many soldiers and all that. So, even though she said, okay, I'm the same Radha, you're the same Krishna, you know, it was a very pleasant atmosphere, but still, the atmosphere here is not good, it's not suitable. Yeah. She said that the atmosphere here is not suitable for our intimate relationship. So therefore, I wish that we could be back on the bank of Kalindi, on the bank of Yamuna. We could be back there. Because this atmosphere of being a Krishna, being of royal opulence, this is not suitable. So therefore, he said, okay, this is my desire, that yes, we go back to Vrindavan and relish our intimate loving affairs. So in this case, so Krishna, of course, became very, very, full of separation, that yes, being this, having this kingly royal attire, and also in this particular place, it's not really, really, really suitable. So therefore, Krishna himself, he also desired greatly to go to Vrindavan. My glass broke. He also desired greatly. So that was the gopis, they are all pulling Krishna's cart. They are pulling Krishna's chariot. They are pulling it towards Vrindavan. So that was Rath Yatra. The gopis and the other Brijabasi, they were pulling Krishna's cart to take Krishna to Vrindavan so that they can relish their intimate relationship with him. So that was part of the original story of the Rath Yatra. And of course, our acharyas, they had given so many other reasons for the Rath Yatra. They have given so many other analyses from the top point of view of the Rasik Vaishnavas in terms of the personality of Jagannath, what is his form, how come that form become that form, that Daru Brahma, that basically in terms of the incompleted form. So there are various acharyas they have given different explanations. As to what is that form of Jagannath, but the main thing is that the going to the pulling of Rath Yatra is taking Krishna to Vrindavan, because Krishna, he feels much more natural when he's in Vrindavan. He feels much more at himself, just like a king of a prime minister of a country, just like here in India, the prime minister, he may be in his office, whereby he's doing so many of his duties. He had to attend to so many ministers, so many problems he had to attend to. But he feels very, very, very much happy when he's back home. He's back home, his wife is there, the children, the grandchildren, the children comes, they climb on his back, and he gets to play with the children, he gets to wrestle with them. So the prime minister becomes very, very happy. So similarly, Krishna also is not happy that much when he's in place, when he's outside Vrindavan, either it's Hastinapur or it's in Dwarka, because it's Bhagavan Krishna. Nobody will come and say, "Oh Krishna, let me fight with you, let me wrestle with you." No, Krishna is worshipped. Nobody say, "Let me wrestle with you," and all that. No, nobody will come and be eating. And they bring their food to Krishna, and then from their plate, they be taking the food from their plate and be giving it to Krishna's mouth to eat. Nobody will do that, because Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, is the supreme. So in Dwarka, any other place, nobody. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is most natural. Vrindavan is most natural. In Vrindavan, the cowherd boys, they come. They fight with Krishna, they wrestle with him. They say, "Oh Krishna," and then they will make a competition that, "Oh, if anybody get defeated, the defeated person will have to carry the victor." So Krishna will fight with a particular boy, and sometimes Krishna will get defeated. Krishna will get defeated, and he has to carry the other boy on his back. Of course, Krishna is, who can defeat Krishna? He gets defeated, of course, we know, by the love of his devotee. He gets defeated by that way. So Krishna will get defeated, and then we have to carry the person on his back. Because after he was defeated, And then the cowherd boys, they will have many picnics. They will be exchanging food. Krishna will be feeding them. They will also be feeding Krishna. So this is called sweet lila. It's called Madhuya. This Madhuya lila, it's only available only in Vrindavan. Not in any... at any other place. It's only Vrindavan only.
Because of Vrindavan, there is no formality there. There is no oral reference. It's completely devoid of formality. You know, everyone is just by themselves. Krishna and the gopis and the gopas, the bijabasi, the all relation, the intimate dealings with each other. Actually, there is one particular verse which was. Before I go to that, when Mahaprabhu, he was speaking this way. Mahaprabhu was he was trying to analyze this particular verse, which was quote recited by Srimati Radharani, that I'm the same Radharani, you are the same Krishna, but this is not the right place for us. I don't feel any happiness just by being here, even though I am in front of you. So therefore, let us go back to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu was saying, Avasesi Radha Krishna Kore Nivedana Say to me, say Yami, say Nabasangam Tatabhyamaramana Hore Vrindavana Vrindavane Hudai Karo Apana Sharan. You are the same Krishna, I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. In Kurukshetra, there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens, and the humming of the bees and chirping of the birds can be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here means Kurukshetra, there is not even a drop of ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. So, this is coming from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereby the Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was experiences. So he said that speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for most people the mind and heart are one, but because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is always Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I will deem that your full mercy. So there is a saying that says that Vrindavan Parityagya Pada Ekamna Brajet. That is mentioned that Krishna, actually Krishna is always in Vrindavan. Krishna never leave Vrindavan. So Vrindavan Parityagya Pada Ekamna Brajet means Krishna never take a step outside Vrindavan. And of course, if we say that Krishna never take a step outside Vrindavan, so how come that we hear that Krishna is in Mathura, Krishna is in Dwarka, and Krishna is, you know, he was going to Hastinapur, many, many places like that. So how can we say that Krishna never leave Vrindavan? So this is the question here. And then also, we know that when Krishna left Vrindavan, the Brijabasi, they were all feeling mood of separation from Krishna. So, how to reconcile these points? So that's why when Mahaprabhu, when he was instructing Srila Rupa Goswami, when he was instructing him in a prayer, he told him that, I want you to compose Bhakti scriptures. I want you to compose Bhakti Shastra. In your writing, never take Krishna out of Vrindavan. In your writing, write devotional scriptures.
Write about Krishna Lila, but don't take Krishna out of Vrindavan, which means you should never write that Krishna was out of Vrindavan. This was the order which was given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami, having this order from Mahaprabhu, so he had to write this way, even though he wrote this book called Lalita Madhava, a very, very famous drama book called Lalita Madhava. This is about Krishna's in Dwarka as a king, was married, then he had many, many queens, Satyabhama, Rukmini, Jambavati, so many, many queens of Krishna that were all there. You know, but so he was writing, but does it mean that Krishna is actually breaking? I mean, does it mean that Rupa Goswami is actually breaking the order of Mahaprabhu? He's actually breaking the order, because Mahaprabhu told him that I don't take Krishna to Vrindavan, but now he's not writing this book that said that Krishna was married in Dwarka. So he was writing this book this way. And then at the end of the book, when Krishna was in Vrindavan, and he was telling Srimati Radharani that, you know, I had a dream. I had a dream, and in this dream, I found that I was in Dwarka, I was married with so many, many queens, I had so many, many children, so many, many grandchildren, I was fighting, so many. It's actually just a wonderful dream. That's actually just a dream only. Just like we dream every day. Every time you go to sleep, you dream. You sleep. But once you dream, you forget the dream. Dream is just a dream, that's all. Nobody pay any particular attention to dream. Just a dream, that's it. So in this way, Krishna was telling Srimati Radharani that, oh, I dream that I was a king in Dwarka. I married so many, many queens, and this and that. Actually, it's just a dream only. Because Krishna is always with Srimati Radharani. So therefore, when we're talking of separation and meeting, so the Acharya, they've described the love of God, the Krishna Prem, love of God has been like a river. You know, has been like a river. And a river, there are two banks of a river. There are two banks. You know, so each side there is separation, and each side there's meeting. So simultaneously, there's always meeting. Actually, Krishna is always with Srimati Radharani, but just to enhance the mood of love, there's sometimes there's apparent to be separation. So therefore, both always go simultaneously. There's always meeting. Milana is always there, but there's also viraha. Viraha means separation. It's always there. Both just to enhance the mood of love that is there between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Just like one time, there was a bee that came and rested on the toe of Srimati Radharani. And that time, she was sitting on Krishna's lap. So the bee came and landed on her feet. And then he said, oh, Krishna, look at this bee. Can you look at this bee that's come on my foot. Chase it away. So Madhumanga came and chased the bee away. And then Madhumanga said, oh, Madhu has gone. Madhu means honey. But Krishna is Madhusudana. So when Srimati Radharani, she heard that Madhu has gone, she thought Madhusudana, because Krishna is Madhusudana, the killer of the Madhudima. He thought that, oh, Madhusudana has gone, and then she started lamenting that, oh, Krishna has gone, even though she was sitting on Krishna's lap. So she was lamenting that, oh, Krishna's gone. So, you know, these are some of the confidential aspects of Sri Krishna Lila, of Radha Krishna loving affairs. That's why he mentioned that it's really to enter into the spirit of the loving of, it's not easy thing to enter into the confidential loving affairs of Braja pastime of Lord Krishna. So that's why when Lakshmi Devi, when she came and with all her associates, because she was angry that Jagannath, he has left the Nilachala, he is not taking rest in Sundarchala. So when she, and then she became very angry. And so Mahaprabhu was asking the Suru Damodara that, oh, what I've, you know, this is very amazing that that Lakshmi Devi could display such anger. That how come a lover can believe such an anger towards the beloved? Because after all, when the when the queens are angry with their husband, what they do is that they simply remove all their ornaments. When they're very angry, they remove all the ornaments and then they go into a particular room and they start crying. That shows they are angry with the husband. Like in a palace, there's always what they call a crying room. So that when they go to the room, you know that she's angry. You know. Just like when Kakeyi, when she was, you know, she became very angry because she knew that Ramachandra was going to be made a king. So, in order to get the attention of Dasarath, so she removed all her garments, all her ornaments, everything, and then she went to a room and then she started crying and all that stuff. And then, so Dasarath had to go to her that, my dear queen, what's wrong and all that. So, in this way, but Mahaprabhu was he was asking Suru Damodara that, you know, this kind of anger, I'm very amazed to see this one. And then Suru Damodara started expressing different types of man. Man means jealous anger. Man means jealous anger. So he was expressing this manner that is there, you know. And then they say actually the jealous anger that is there among the gopis, you know, it's not the same as the, which is not the same as you find with Shri Lakshmi Devi. It's not the same. And then there are two conceptions that is there. He was describing the two types of lovers. One is a Vama, and another one is Dakshina. Leftist and rightist. Two types. There's a particular lover that will always satisfy the beloved. These are called rightist mode, rightist. These are called Dakshina. Dakshina Banya. There's Vama Banya, there's Dakshina Banya. Of course, this may be a little bit of difficult to understand. So, among the gopis of Vrindavan, you have many, many groups, like the group of Chandravali. They will never get angry with Krishna. Even though they have the cause to be angry with Krishna, still, they will never be angry with Krishna. It's called subdue. They are always subdued. They will never manifest their anger towards Krishna, even though they may be angry with him. Because they don't want anything to cause Krishna or unhappiness. So therefore, they will never manifest their anger. So these are called rightist mode. However, there's a leftist mode. This is exemplified by Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani, she has this intense manner towards Krishna. So that she's always angry with Krishna, always angry with him whenever Krishna goes to a particular lover, always chastise him. Or sometimes we just, okay, I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you at all. And she will instruct all her associate that she will instruct the, you know, Lalita Vishaka that don't let Krishna enter my kunja. I don't want to see him. He does not deserve to be here. Don't let him enter here. She will instruct her associate that way. And then Krishna will have to play so many, many ways in order to try to pacify Srimati Radharani. Try to find out how you can make up with her. But one thing we should know that why is it that Radharani she get angry with Krishna? Why is that? The reason is that because the only person who can satisfy Krishna's desire is Srimati Radharani. Nobody else can. She is the only one who knows what Krishna wants. She's the only one who knows what kind of food to make for Krishna.
She's the only one who knows that. So therefore, she's always... So therefore, when Krishna goes here and there, like if you go to other... So she knows that nobody else can make him happy. So therefore she said, oh, why are you going there? No one can make you happy. I'm the only one who knows how to make you happy. So therefore, there's this voice called Arada, Arada. Arada means the worshipper of Krishna. Normally in the Bhagavatam, you will not find the word Radharani in the Bhagavatam. You will not find the word Radharani there. But there's only one particular verse which was recited by the gopis. This verse in the tenth canto. This verse in the tenth canto during the Raslila. That verse said that Arada. Anaya Aradito Nuna. Was that? Anaya Aradito Nuna. What's that? You can recite it. Recite the verse. Anaya Aradito Nuna. I forgot the verse. And the verse states that this girl must have worshipped Krishna the most. Because what happens is that during the Rasalila, Krishna all of a sudden disappeared with Srimati Radharani. It disappeared with her. So the Gopis are saying, this girl must have worshipped Krishna the most. She must have worshipped Krishna the most, and that's why Krishna disappeared with her in the middle of the residence. After all these women, these are the most beautiful women in the entire creation. If their beauty is completely unimaginable. But Srimati Radharani, she possesses more beauty, even millions of times, much more than the others. Her beauty, her qualities, everything so surpasses every other ones. And that's why, so all this beauty and quality, so obviously captures Krishna. So therefore, so the word Radharani actually comes from this particular verse in the Bhagavatam. And of course, there are other sampradayas who said that, oh, you good Vaishnavas, why are you worshipping Radha Krishna? After all, there is no mention of Srimati Radharani in the scriptures. It's not there in the Bhagavatam. So how can you conclude that there is a Srimati Radharani who is Krishna's most beloved? But the fact is that unless one can see, one would not be able to know. And also, actually, in the Puranas, there are many Puranas that do mention directly Srimati Radharani's name. It's there in the Puranas. Books like Arivamsa is also there. So, only because Bhagavatam is such a unique scriptures, because Sukadeva Goswami, he was narrating Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. And he only has 7 days only. He has 7 days. Because Parikshit Maharaj, he was going to die within 7 days. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he had 7 days to recite Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami, he had a very unique qualification. Because his qualification being that if he was to mention the word Radharani, immediately he will go into samadhi, and it may take a long time before he can wake him up. It will take a long time. So therefore, Sukadeva Goswami was very, very careful not to mention the word Radharani. You know, because he has a limited time because he had to recite Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. So therefore he did not mention Radharani in Bhagavatam. He only did it indirectly through this verse. So he indirectly did that. So, but people, unless they are really get the mercy of the gopis, they will not know this. But only the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are able to know this. So Mahaprabhu was listening to Swarup Damodara. And Swarup Damodara, as he was describing, so Mahaprabhu was simply in the deep transcendental ocean of ecstasy as he was listening to Swarup Damodara. And then there was one time, because Srivastaku, he was also listening. So one time Shiva Thakur said, he said, oh, my dear Swami Damodara, you know, why is it that your master, Jagannath, how come he left a place of opulence? You know, being Nilachala means very opulence, royal thrones, so much opulence is there. Why does it give up all these things just to go to a village? And in a village, there's simply some bushes, some flowers. What does he gain from? What does he gain? You know, whereas with my Lakshmi Devi, you know, she has everything. Why does he give this up just to go to a village? You know, so Shiva Thakur, so he was just saying this, and then my Prabhu replied. He said, "Oh, my dear Shivas, you know, because you are simply in the mood of Narada Muni. Why? Because you are so much captivated by the opulence of Lakshmi Narayan. So because you are so much captivated by that mood. So therefore, you cannot see the opulence of Vrindavan. You know. So now, even though Vrindavan is a land of sweetness, but it doesn't mean that Vrindavan is devoid of opulence. It does not mean that Vrindavan is devoid of opulence. But the fact is, in Vrindavan, Madhurya is actually predominates. Madhurya means sweetness. It predominates. So there's this verse by Lord Brahma. He was describing Vrindavan. He said, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusa Kapataravo Dumabhumi Chintamayi Ganamayi Toyamamitam Katana Changama Gamanamapiva Sipriyasaki Chidananda Yoti Paramapita Dwasadamapicham. So he was describing that Vrindavan is a place that the ground is actually made up of gems, the most valuable gems. The ground of Vrindavan is made up of gems. And the trees, they are kapavriksha. The trees are desire trees. Which means every tree of Vrindavan is a desire tree. And it's a place whereby people's walking is like dancing. And when people speak, it's like singing. You know. So Lord Brahma was giving these descriptions of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, everything is there, but because of the sweetness which the devotee relates with Krishna, so this sweetness of opulence is actually covered. It's covered. So which means Vrindavan is far, far higher above Vaikuntha. You know. So therefore, when Lakshmi Devi, she also became attracted to Vrindavan. She wanted to associate with Krishna and Vrindavan. And in order to do that, she had to perform so much tapasya. She has to perform so much austerity just so that she can be in the Rasalila in Vrindavan. But still, she was unable to do so. She was unable to, even though she performed for a long period of time, she performed so much tapasya, but she was unable to do. Why? Because she was attached to her opulence. You know, when she was performing tapasya in Vrindavan, there's a place in Belvan. There's a place in Belvan whereby it's across Yamuna. There's a place where you can find where Shrimati Radharani, where she was meditating. She was performing tapasya just so that she can be in the Rasalila. So as she was performing tapasya, Vrindadevi. Actually, no. It's actually Yogamaya. He appeared to her. Yogamaya said, "Okay, why are you performing tapasya?" She said, "Well, I'm performing tapasya because I want to be in the Rasalila with Krishna." He said, "Okay, if you want to be there, there are certain things you have to do. One of those things is that you have to become somebody else's wife. Which means you have to become a wife of one of the gopas." She said, no, I cannot do that. After I'm the wife of Narayana. She said, no, I cannot do that. And also, he also tell her that you have to learn how to milk the cow, maybe sometimes you may have to prepare cow dung, so many things like that, carry stuff on your, carry things on your head. Last one said, no, I said, no, I cannot do that. You know. So, you know, in this way, she was unable to get into the pressure past tense. So this, all this event was being described very nicely by Srila Sarudamodara. And then, of course, then he went to describing the super excellent qualities of Srimati Radharani, and on how much, how she so much captivate Krishna. She's the only one who can captivate Krishna. Nobody else can captivate Krishna. Nobody else. I mentioned that Srimati Radharani, she has been cooking for Krishna every day. And every day, she never repeat the same preparation. Which means she's been preparing food for Krishna since eternity, but she never repeat the same. She never repeat the same thing. Huh? Every time, but she never repeat the same menu. Which means different recipe every day, but never repeat the same thing which was done long time ago. Just imagine. You know. So. And so that's why we go to Vaishnavas. We are followers of Srimati Radharani, and that's why we are called Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We are, and our mood, what has been given to us is Radha Dasyam, which means we want to consider ourselves as servant of Srimati Radharani. So if we serve her, if she become very happy with us, then of course she will. Take our service on behalf of Krishna. But we can only serve Srimati Radharani because no one can actually serve Krishna directly. She is the only one who is serving Krishna and everyone else is serving her. Okay? So anyway, there's much to talk about. It's after 9 o'clock. If there's any question or comment at this point. Any question or comment?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned about the cooking of Radharani. And yes. I heard it said by one devotee in Vrindavan, I think it was Radhakun Prabhu,
yes.
That Radharani never puts chili in any of these preparations. did you hear this like that?
So obviously, I don't think Krishna will eat chili, so... I mean, you know... In terms of the specific ingredients, because everything Srimati Radharani does is completely transcendent. It's only whatever will give Krishna's happiness. You know, if Krishna wants to eat chili, but not the same chili that we are used to here, maybe a different kind of chili that Krishna will eat, not the same chili that we are eating here. I mean, I don't like chili. But maybe they have a different kind of chili. So in the spiritual world, because whatever you can find in this material world is also there in the spiritual world. So if there's chili, there must be chili in the spiritual world. But maybe a different kind of chili, you know. But the point is that Srimati Radharani, she never repeat the same preparation for Krishna. Never repeat the same thing. You know. Huh?
See, by Lakshmi Devi is continuing to this day, they say.
No, it's not. No, because she's always with Narayan. So it's not that she's continuously performing tapasya. No. At that particular time, she wanted to be in the Rasalila, so she had to perform tapasya to be there, but she was unable to. That's why. Any other points, question? Were you able to hear me? Is it? Was that clear? Is it? Okay. You want to? Okay. Anyway, thank you very much. Erapanchami ki, Srila ki. Go up, Manande.
Hare Krishna.